Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2013. I know I haven't podcasted for like 5 weeks, and I have absolutely no excuse why I just haven't podcasted. I know there's been several times I was going to sit down and talk about different things like celebrities who have died or things have been going on, but I just didn't. And this week, there's so much going on in the world that I thought I would actually sit down and just... Actually, I'm not really at my computer. I'm recording this on my iPhone using the Voice Memo app, I guess it is. Because I'm just too lazy to get the microphone out and sit at the table and do all that stuff. So I'm just going to use the Voice Memo thing. Anyway, today is Wednesday, and on Monday... At the Boston Marathon, I'm sure everyone knows by now, there were two bombs that went off and three people died and 100 and some odd people got injured, and it was very tragic and all of that, and I don't really know what to think about it. I'm just, that afternoon I was home from work actually a little bit early, and I was catching up on things on my DVR, and I was watching the Bill Maher show, Politically Incorrect, from Friday night. So for like an hour, I didn't see regular TV, and then when I finished watching that show, the DVR goes back to the regular channel, and it was NBC, and they were reporting, this was like at about a little after 4, I guess it was, Eastern Time, which was about 20 minutes after it had happened, and they were just getting into the coverage of it, and then of course I sat there and watched like 2 hours of the coverage of this thing going off, and they kept showing the bomb exploding over and over and over again, and initially they were showing all of the pictures of these people with limbs blown off the bottom of their legs and stuff, and I thought, ooh, that is really scary. They should be, blurring that out, and eventually they did, but, oh, it was quite graphic and gross, but... it was sad, too. I mean, it was very sad. And then come to find out later that an 8-year-old kid was killed. I don't know. The big question is who would be doing this kind of thing? Is it in there? Of course, the questions are, is it a domestic terrorist or is it an international terrorist? Who knows right now? But supposedly they're having good success with looking over videotape that was taken... surveillance tape that was taken from the Lord & Taylor store across the street, and they think they might have somebody, a possible suspect. But, of course, CNN jumped on it way too early this afternoon, and they were saying that a suspect was in custody at, like, 1:45 this afternoon, and they got it wrong, and they had to go back on the air and apologize and all that stuff, so craziness ensued. I don't know. This is just... craziness, and I don't know what's going on, and I'm sure it will all come out eventually, in terms of who did this and why and all that. So we'll see. The other bit of domestic terrorism that's going on is someone sending letters to a congressman and now Obama with ricin in the letters, and of course that's very deadly. You can die in 36 hours, and there's absolutely no... cure or what's the thing, the anecdote? Now, wait a minute, I'm looking up because there's a breaking news thing on. Oh my gosh, now they have something. A Mississippi man was arrested as a suspect in the ricin letters, officials say. Because I have Washington Post up on my computer, and there is a breaking news thing flashing across the top of the screen. So as I'm recording this, they have a Mississippi man in custody for the ricin letters, as I was just talking about. That's pretty breaking news, and I saw it here. Anyway, so there's that going on, and basically over the last 5 weeks, turning now to me instead of national stuff, I've been very, very busy. It's like I've been absolutely swamped with things at work. But over the weekend, we were able to go to Baltimore to attend a wine conference. It's called Drink Local Wine. And this year it took place in Baltimore. Luckily for us, that's only about an hour away. So Friday morning, we got up super early and drove to Baltimore in the pouring down rain, thunderstorms, and all that. And then for the whole day on Friday, we joined the press tour, the press junket to three different Maryland wineries and tasted some decent Maryland wines and had lamb for lunch and lamb for dinner. And it was just like, I'm done with lamb. I didn't even eat it because I don't even like lamb. But we had a fun day seeing some our old friends from, you know, our winery stuff, and then meeting a whole bunch of new people. So that was fun. And then on Saturday, we had the conference all day, and it was all about Maryland wine, about, you know, what's hot in Maryland wine, what the future of Maryland wine is, and a whole bunch of different topics on Maryland wine. So it was very interesting, I thought, and we had a good time, again, meeting people and doing stuff. Then on Sunday, because we stayed over Saturday night, the conference was done by like 6 o'clock on Saturday, but we stayed over Saturday night and decided we would take a walk around, because we were downtown Baltimore with like 5 blocks from the Inner Harbor. So we stayed over, and on Sunday morning, after we checked out of the hotel, we went walking around the Baltimore Harbor. I haven't been there for probably, I don't know, 25 years, 20 years. The last time I was there, it was, I think, when it was when they first renovated the harbor, and, you know, it became a big attraction at the time. So that must have been, I don't know, early 80s, mid 80s, I don't know, somewhere in that range. But we went there, and actually I remembered it, and not much had changed since the last time I was there. So we walked around there, and I'm going to post a picture on the website with this podcast of a picture I took of us together, and it looked pretty good. You can see the Baltimore Harbor in the background, so I'm going to post that on the blog for you to see. And then we came home, and my refrigerator had an issue. My refrigerator has been having an issue a lot lately, where it's not, the temperature was not being regulated, so like the freezer would be really, really, really cold, and the refrigerator wouldn't be very cold, and so there's all these issues. Well, I hadn't been at my house since Thursday, so that's like 4 days the refrigerator stayed shut. And I opened the freezer, and everything was, as it should be, frozen solid, but it was like way over frozen. There was like frost coming, you know, growing down from the ceiling and the roof in the freezer, and everything had frostbite on it and stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, God, what's going on? So I opened the refrigerator, and the refrigerator was warm. It was literally like 60 degrees in there. And I thought, oh, man, I have lost everything in this freaking refrigerator. Sure enough, everything was warm enough that I would not even chance tasting it or eating it because it was too warm in there. So I take the refrigerator. I kind of knew what was wrong. The vents that go from the freezer down to the refrigerator, no cold air was getting through. And I couldn't see the vents, but I could stick my finger in there, and there was like something blocking them, so I didn't really know what it was. But in the freezer, you can take the that's like this tray on the bottom of the freezer, take two screws out and slide it out, and you can get to the vents to see what's going on. Well, the vents were completely frozen over. It was so frozen solid, that no cool air was getting into the refrigerator to cool it down. And so it was just running and running and running, because the temperature in the refrigerator is what controls the fan, I guess, and it ran for 4 days and totally froze the freezer, and no air got into the refrigerator. So it was like time to like completely defrost. And the whole time I'm doing this, I'm thinking to myself, when did I buy this refrigerator? And I remember that when I moved into my place in 1998, it was like a year after that I decided to get a new refrigerator. So I got that new refrigerator, and So it's probably like 14 years old, maybe 15 years old, or this would be its 15th year, something like that. And so I guess I have to buy a new refrigerator, but the refrigerator is still, it looks brand new. It is so clean and crisp inside and white, and it hasn't turned yellow or anything. And it's just, I'm thinking, there is nothing wrong with this refrigerator. I'm going to fix this. So I took everything out, threw away all the bad food, took everything out of the refrigerator and everything out of the freezer, and unplugged it and just let the whole thing completely thaw out. I had towels on the floor, towels on the shelves, towels in the freezer, and it soaked up all the water as it was melting. So the thing got completely thawed out. I let it get completely thawed. There was not one bit of ice left in there. And then I plugged it back in, turned it on, and within like 3 hours, it was cold again in the freezer, and the refrigerator was cold as well. So it's now back to working normally, and I put all the stuff back in there that was non-perishable, like, you know, bottles of water and cans of Coke and apple juice that had not been opened yet. Things like that that could be put back in there that didn't get ruined. So I'll have to slowly repurchase stuff that needs to be refrigerated, like ketchup and mustard and stuff like that. But I don't need that stuff right now. So when I need it, I'll get it. But I'm pleased with myself because while it was thawing out and stuff, I completely cleaned the inside. It really wasn't that dirty, but I washed all the shelves, washed all the walls, washed all the like crisper drawers and all that stuff. So my refrigerator is absolutely spotless on the inside, and now it's working like normal. So I'm very pleased with that. And I did not have to spend, you know, $800 to $1,000 to get a new refrigerator. I did not want that. I could not afford it anyway after the weekend I just spent in Maryland. So that was that. Now today, totally changing topics again, Congress completely disappointed the American people today by, and I want to say the Senate specifically, by not passing the gun regulation, gun law changes for background checks. I think this is even a bigger indication that people need to vote out these people and completely change Congress. But the only way it would happen is if there was a huge sweeping change of Congress all at one time. Because, you know, in the midterm elections coming up in 2014, you may get rid of 50 or 60 total House and Senate, but that's not enough to make a change. Because the problem is, like, the Senate, and again, someone's going to have to explain this to me. I don't know why they ever changed the rules to say that you had to have 60 votes to make it a majority. A majority is 51. Why in the world do they ever change that? Because they got 54 votes. Or no, they got 46 votes and 54 against. So they were not that far off. They were like 5 votes off from being a simple majority of 51. And that really pisses me off because clearly the sentiment in the country is to change the gun laws. It's a small group of people, like 4 million members of the NRA, who feel like they want to keep the laws the way they are, and they call it protecting the Second Amendment. Well, screw that. I was just, when I heard that this afternoon on the news, I'm just like, oh man, this is the worst Congress ever. Congress just in general is terrible. They just can't get the job done. Anyway, so I was very disappointed with that. But at the same time, extremely jealous of New Zealand because they now have marriage equality, thanks to the reporting by Arthur on Facebook. They have marriage equality, and I'm very jealous of them. That seems to have, all of that hubbub about marriage equality seems to have slowed down in the United States, I guess, with all these other things going on. They're just not a discussion point right now, I guess. Anyway. All right, I have rattled on long enough, and I finally have podcasted again, and this is episode 68, and I was hoping to podcast a lot more often, but, you know, I'm not going to say when the next one will be, because it takes me forever to get to the point to sit down and actually do it. So, and I never get any feedback about my podcast anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But really, this is more for me, for my history, history, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, that is all I have for today. I hope everyone is well. I am still listening to podcasts. Don't think I'm not just because I'm not podcasting. I still listen to podcasts, lots of them. So anyway. All right, well, that is all for today. So until next time, bye.